Okay, so we're just in the process here of trying to get this roster down to 75. So we'll make all those announcements basically official at some point tomorrow because we're still in discussions about some things. So we'll go from there. But I thought guys played hard in the game yesterday, and roster decisions are not easy. It's a tough time of year, especially for those players. But the rules are that, you know, you have to get to 75 and then at some point next week get to 53. So with that being said, I'll open it up to questions.
Bill, what do you think about the Colin Kaepernick situation, and what do you require of your players, if anything, when it comes to the national anthem?
Yeah, again, I'm going to just tell you that basically we encourage our players to stand for the national anthem, to honor their country. And that's the way we handle it. I'm not going to speak about any other team. I know the league issued a statement on it. I know that Mr. McNair, myself, and Rick Smith are big believers in standing for the national anthem. And, again, I'm a football coach. I'm in charge of coaching the Houston Texans. I'm not going to comment on any other team.
With KJ Dillon, where he was throwing his body around, those kind of things, what are you seeing from him, the progress? And it just seems like now he's being more aggressive because he knows what he's doing out there.
He's made a lot of progress, Aaron. There's no doubt about it. I think that one of the things that you see with him is, I think I said this last week, is he's a contact player. He enjoys the physical part of the game. And, you know, he made some mistakes out there last night. But I thought overall he played the game very hard. And he's doing a decent job of trying to get better every time he goes out there. Yeah, I think that every position group, I could point to something that we, and the coaching staff, I could point to all of us and say there's some things that we all need to improve upon. I thought that the offensive line had some moments where they protected well. I thought that a couple of the runs, like the goal line run, the first first quarter there where we ran it in from the 2-yard line, I thought that was a very well blocked play. I thought there were other ones in the running game that were well blocked. There were other ones that we need to improve on. You know, that's kind of what the preseason's all about. I really like that group of guys. I think they practice hard. They take it very seriously. The football is very important to them, so I know they'll work hard to get better. Special teams is a factor. There's no doubt about it. With a number of roster spots, you know, you look at how your team is put together. It's not about like the most talented 53. It's about the right 53, and a lot of that has to do with special teams. And I thought, if you look at our kickoff coverage yesterday, for example, I thought that there were a number of guys that did an excellent job on kickoff coverage. You know, guys were flying down there making plays inside the 20-yard line, which is big for us. So, but special teams is a big part of what we look at.
Say the more you can do, Brian Peters, when you can be a backup long snapper.
Yeah, it was good. You know, Weeksy had a little calf pull, so we tried Peters there, and he did a nice job. So you know, in that situation, that you do have a guy potentially that could fill in as an emergency long snapper.
Bill, is there any update news on Derek Newton?
I think Derek Newton's doing better, Mark. I do. I think he's made a lot of progress. I think he'll be able to move around this week. Whether we play him against Dallas, that's to be determined. But I do think he can do some things out on the practice field this week.
What about the status of Dwayne Brown? I mean, where are you looking at for him to fall back into that group? Because I know you're starting to develop some
speed. Yep.
How about him fitting back in?
Yeah, he's working hard to get back in there. You know, as far as a timetable for when he'll be back in there, I'm not sure what that would be. I can't pinpoint right now what date that would be. But when he's ready to play, you know, the doctors will let us know, the trainer will let us know, and we'll get him back in there at left tackle. And you know, a lot of these guys have been out for a while, including Newton, Dwayne, and whoever else has been out for a while. You know, you can't just put them right back in there to play 75 plays a game. So we'll have to look at that from a conditioning standpoint and all those different things. But Dwayne's working hard to get back in there, and when he's ready to go, we'll get him back in there.
So if Newton is able to come back and participate in some drills, there's a good chance he could play in the first game, even though he couldn't go the distance.
Yes.
Bill,
JJ's progressing well, Mark. He's made a lot of improvement over the last couple of weeks. He's really on the right track, and we feel good about where he is right now.
Could you see him playing in the opener against the Bears?
Yes. But I'm not, I'm not committing to that, but I could definitely see that. When I look into my crystal ball, I could see him playing the Chicago Bears. I can envision that. That's something that I'm envisioning. I'd like to see him in there for a number of our games this year. Offense?
Yeah.
I thought that we've made improvement every week, and that's what I've asked those guys to do. There's been some things that that have to be better than they are right now. Obviously, running the ball. We've got to run the ball more consistent than we have in the preseason. There are areas like that we need to improve upon. But as a whole unit, they're a lot better today than they were 3 weeks ago, if that makes sense. I think our passing game has looked pretty decent. Again, it's preseason. They're not playing the whole game. There's some guys that are in there at times that maybe they haven't been together and practiced that much, but because of the situation in the game, they're in there together, and that's not always the easiest adjustment. And I think guys have adjusted pretty well. So I thought Brock played well yesterday. I thought that Hop had some big plays. I thought Fuller and Braxton made some big plays. I thought the tight ends got involved. So it was good to see. Tyler Irvin had a decent day. So there were a number of guys that I thought played well yesterday.
How does that focus change now for Leibler's number one since essentially preseason
results? They're switching modes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's important now that we have to get a lot of our team ready for Dallas, but another group of our team needs to be moving on to getting ready for Chicago and even games during the season where you have quick turnarounds. We'll work on things maybe over the next 10 days that, where we know we only have 3 days to prepare for a team. We may work on a couple things that they've shown us in the past to be tough to deal with. So it's a difficult time of the year just from a planning standpoint. It's fun, though. It's challenging. But you have to make sure that the guys are getting the proper work, the right work, if that makes sense.
Do